Sharp, meanwhile, organized four espionage expeditions whose targets spanned Fredericksburg in the rear to the area north of the Potomac. The spymaster was coming under increasing fire from the Army High Command. Ignoring how skillfully Stuart's cavalry had screened Lee's movement, particularly from Pleasanton, Halleck questioned how Sharp's vaunted information bureau could not track tens of thousands of Confederates marching to its left. Sharp, who was now sleeping in the same tent with Hooker and Butterfield, was finding the commanding general more hostile. Since Chancellorsville, Hooker had become increasingly disrespectful of the colonel. He appeared to have lost confidence in his intelligence chief, even though Sharp's operation had been a resounding success. By June 19th, the tension had become toxic for Patrick, who believed Halleck was now the Potomac Army's de facto commander, with a stream of orders telegraphed from Washington to micromanage it. "We get accurate information, but Hooker will not use it and insults all who differ from him in opinion," the provost marshal wrote in his diary that night. "He has declared the enemy are over 100,000 strong. It is his only salvation to make it appear that the enemy's forces are larger than his own, which is all false, and he knows it. He knows that Lee is his master and is afraid to meet him in a fair battle." Patrick wanted out. He began lobbying for a division command, but Hooker needed him as provost marshal and would not consider a transfer until the next battle was fought. With the summer heat becoming oppressive and another battle possibly looming near Washington, Sharp sent Carey, who had remained in the capital with the children after visiting him at his camp, to cooler and safer Kingston. Fed up with Pleasanton and frustrated with Hooker's cold shoulder, Sharp also applied for a transfer back to his old 120th Regiment. If Hooker indeed had lost confidence in him, Sharp believed he would approve the transfer.